Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. Stand up for your country. We have a red hot program for you today. Glenn Beck on deck. And we're going to get into Joe Biden's big problem. You know, buyer's remorse, I should say, has set in. Mr. Biden's almost finished in the court of public opinion, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So we are a fact-based broadcast, and let's start with some data. Gallup poll just out today, and Gallup is pretty reliable. They go 28% Republicans, 30 Democrats, 40 Independents. That's fair. All right, this is a little over 1,000 adults, and it is about how the country is being viewed by those who live in it, us. First question. What do you think is the most important problem facing the country today? High cost of living, inflation, 17%. Economy in general, 11%. Fuel oil prices, 4%. That is the highest inflation number for Gallup in 40 years. What do you think is the most important problem facing the country? Government poor leadership, 22%. Situation with Russia, 9%. Unifying the country, 5%. So the government is the problem. And who is heading the government? A Democratic president. And who is running Congress? The Democrats. Okay. Next question. Right now, do you think economic conditions in a country are getting better or worse? Getting better, 20%. Getting worse, 75%. That's it for the midterms. And remember, while things may improve, gas prices might go down a little bit, food prices likely to go up. Okay, in 6 months, inflation is not going to be wiped out. People will still be suffering. When people are suffering, the other party gets in. Next question, how much are you personally worried about inflation? Great deal, 59%. Fair amount and not much is 42%. Well, you know, 42%, not too much worried. Okay, so the point here is that Joe Biden, in my opinion, cannot make a comeback. The White House thought that the way that Mr. Biden is handling NATO and Ukraine would bring his poll numbers up. That has not happened. His poll numbers are going down because Russia-Ukraine is not nearly as important as putting gas in your automobile and paying your heating and air conditioning bill. Now, today I got gas, and I tell you, I got annoyed. Paying, I think I paid $4.25. Okay. And I'm up, you know, $40, $50, $60. And I'm going, this time last year, it was less than 50% with the same basic outside stimulus, with the exception of Russia. Okay. And Russia, that upped the oil prices a little, but not a lot, as we've proven time and time again. So people are angry. And when people are angry, the party in power suffers. And, you know, I wish I could say, yay, Republican Party. I can't say, yay, Republican Party. They're better than the Democrats, but I don't see any geniuses, problem solvers there right now. But they will win in November, and then we'll see. So Mr. Biden met with the president of Singapore to reaffirm whatever he wants to reaffirm, basically trading. What he should talk to the president of Singapore about is how Singapore wiped out the narcotics problem. That's what he should be talking about. But Biden doesn't even know there is a narcotics problem. So how can he talk about it? All right, that's the memo. Ukraine latest. Day 34 of the war. All right. So the Russians made an announcement. And this came from Deputy Minister of Defense Alexander Fomin. No idea. All right. Remember, the actual defense chief disappeared. He's back, I understand. So he disappeared on March 11th, and he showed up on March 27th. His name is Sergei Shoigu. All right. He's the Russian minister of defense. So he disappeared in the middle of a war for about 3 weeks. Did he go to a re-education camp? I don't know where Sergei went. No one knows where Sergei. I don't even think Sergei knows where he went, but he's back. But anyway, the announcement is that Russians are going to pull back a little from Kyiv. Who knows? Come on. I mean, you know, they say whatever they want to say. Now, tomorrow I'm going to have the best guest in the world, in my opinion, on Russia and China. Guy from Harvard, you know, who was there when I was there, but you got to tune in tomorrow. We'll get it. Okay. Nothing else. You know, it's the same every day now. It's the same. But just know that Putin is losing in Ukraine. That's the most important thing that you should know. I don't know whether that will continue, but he's losing. Donald Trump, two stories, amazing stories. Now, I got to walk through this because nobody is reporting it. You don't know about it. So the January 6th committee, this is in the House. This is run by Pelosi, okay? They want to take Donald Trump off the board for 2024. That's what this is all about. They want to pin the Capitol riot directly on Trump. That's what that committee is in business to do. When the Republicans win back the House next November, that committee evaporates. So they only have 6 months. Now, the committee wants certain documents, okay? They want the documents about what Trump did on January 6th, from the time he got up to the time he went to sleep. What did he do every second? Right? Trump is saying, we're not going to give you those documents. Number one, executive privilege. And number two, a lot of them were conversations with my personal attorney, John Eastman. And that's attorney-client privilege. The only way you get around attorney-client privilege and executive privilege is by saying the president committed a crime, a la Richard Nixon. Enter Judge David Carter out in California, appointed by Bill Clinton. He came out yesterday and said Trump may have committed a crime. By saying that, the judge committed a, I don't know what the technical term is, but he violated his oath. Judges are not accusers. Judges cannot accuse anyone of a crime unless it's a personal nature, you broke into my house. So what Carter did should get him expelled from the bench. But he did it because the only way to get around executive privilege and attorney-client privilege is for somebody to say Trump committed a crime on January 6th, which is what Carter did, but Carter can't do it because he's a judge. He's not an investigator. He's not a law enforcement agent. He can't do it. He did it. Will disciplinary action be taken against David Carter? Not under Biden's Justice Department, and Carter knows that. And that's why he did it. But all the headlines on the internet and everywhere else is, Trump may have committed a crime, federal judge says. Drive me crazy. Carter committed the crime by doing what he did, by making the accusation. It's insane. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the committee has a agenda whereby it is now threatening certain people. So it leaks to the Washington Post, Bob Woodward, and to CBS News, Robert Costa. It leaks Trump's phone log on January 6th. Leaks it. Now, they won't admit it. Committee won't admit it. And Woodward and Costa won't say, yeah, they leaked it to me. On the phone log, there's a 7-hour gap, okay, about calls coming in or going out by and from President Trump, to and from. 7-hour gap. Again, Nixon. Remember the Watergate tapes? There was a big erasure in there. Oh, same thing. Woodward, same thing. Okay, so I'm reading this story. I'm going, wait. Trump didn't put this out. Somebody, we don't know who put it out. Committee got it, leaked it right away to Woodward and Costa. But remember on January 6th, what was Trump doing? Two things. He was watching TV, live TV, of the demonstrations, watching it, and everybody knows that. There were plenty of witnesses watching him watch it, and they were watching it too. And he was giving a speech. His speech writers were whipping up a big speech that he delivered. So you would think that there's not a lot of phone calls coming in while he's watching what's happening and while he's going over his speech, right? Now, I don't know what Trump did or did not do in that 7-hour period where he didn't take any calls or they're not logged. I don't know. But I do know that he was watching coverage and delivering a speech which had to be written, and he had to rehearse it and edit it. That makes sense to you? Okay, none of that was reported. None of it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, it doesn't really matter anymore, because whatever the press says about Trump, the people who like Trump don't believe it. But you should know they're trying to take him out so he can't run for president again. Okay, so now let's get into serious superstardom. No, not talking about Will Smith, not talking about Oscars. I'm talking about Glenn Beck. Bring him on in from Texas.
Yeah, there he thank is. You. I wish I
was got the dopey book. I got the dopey book. It's number one on Saturday in the Wall Street Journal, The Great Reset, okay, with Justin Hoskins, number one. But on the New York Times, it was number 15.
I know.
Number one on Wall Street Journal, 15 on the New York Times. So Beck,
I don't know. It was number one on BookScan. I don't know why it was number 15 on the New York Times.
It was number one on Amazon. I saw it at number 15 in the New York Times. Okay. So I read your dopey book, and I don't want to get too micro. I don't want to get too micro into it.
But yeah, sure.
It's basically what I took away is that we're all doomed and we better live it up now while we have a chance. Did I get it?
Well, not exactly. In fact, no. It might not be a bad idea. It actually is just about what is coming with the new digital currency, which is not to be confused with cryptocurrency, and how this is all going to be managed. We're in a managed decline right now. And you don't let something collapse unless you have a net for it to fall into. And the net is the Great Reset. And we're seeing it play out right now in Russia. What's happening in Russia with these sanctions, Bill, you've been around a long time. You ever seen sanctions like this where every business is in lockstep and they cut everything off? You ever seen that?
Well, but there's a reason, you know, because of the danger to the world from Putin. So I'm not that surprised.
IBM made the card sorting machines for Auschwitz. I mean,
okay, but it's a different world now, and you know the peer pressure and all of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Peer pressure.
Right. And it's politically correct to hate Putin and Russia, which I do, by the way, because I think Putin is a horrible villain. He's Hitler-like.
Yes.
But here in the United States, I know that there is a movement, and you know that. We've discussed it on your radio show many times, to take away our freedoms, our personal freedoms. There's no question that that is in play. And you look at a guy like George Soros, who donates hundreds of millions of dollars to undermine the U.S. justice system, to allow criminals to commit crimes unpunished. You look like at a guy, Mark Zuckerberg, who has billions of dollars, and he puts $430 million into a few counties in the presidential election of 2020 to make sure that the Biden vote comes out, or whatever he did. $430 million, all right? Mm-hmm. So there are powerful people who want control. There's no question, and that's a large part of your book, all right? But what is the key to defeating this, Beck? That's the most important. We know what exists. How do we defeat it?
So the most important thing that people can do is to make sure that they're on, I mean, let's start at the most micro, that you are on your city zoning committee, that you are involved locally against any of this sustainable nonsense from the UN, the Sustainability Act of 2030. This is all part of the Great Reset. The bigger thing you could do is call your governor and your state reps and your state senators and have them pass a bill that will outlaw ESG standards in your state. So in other words, no bank can evaluate somebody based on an ESG standard. So you can do everything you've always done.
Explain ESG standard.
Okay. So ESG stands for environmental, social justice, and governance. Governance meaning who's on your board. I mean, you're seeing this with the NFL. You have to hire a certain number of people, a certain color, women, et cetera, et cetera. You're seeing this now all over. Well, there will be standards on that for every business. How many, what's the balance of people in your organization?
And you want
organization?
A law opposing that. Like
No. I want a law that says no bank or insurance company can refuse you based on their reputational risk. That's a key phrase that they use in the Great Reset. They can't refuse to give a loan to you because you're an oil company or because you're a parent that stood up at the PTA meeting and said, I don't believe in all this social justice crap.
That's
or you're a company and you're like, I don't want to have these things. That will cause the bank and the insurance companies to say, well, then we can't give you a loan. So you
right.
want.
And so that's a protection of freedom of
correct.
Speech that you're not punished by something
correct.
That you need. Okay,
correct.
So that's why people should read your book. I mean, you have some solutions to this whole thing. What I am worried about in this country is that most people are not going to read your book, not because it's not a good book, not because it's not successful.
Yeah,
it is.
People don't
and
read.
And that most people, say 50 to 60% of us, American people, they don't know anything. And the media, the corporate chieftains who run the media, right, are making it even harder to get essential information. Just essential information. Hunter Biden blacked out. Why? Because Hunter Biden's financial, you put the word in, might lead to Joe Biden. It's absolutely could happen. So the media doesn't want anybody to know about it. And
correct.
that is what is going to drive Americans into a bad place where they do start to lose personal freedom.
So
it's
here's
the media
what,
that's really the problem.
Right. And the circumstances that are coming. Bill, I'm telling you, just because of the war, if it ends soon, maybe this changes a bit. But just because of the war, it's wheat planting time. We can't even get fertilizer for most of our farms, and especially farms all around the world. There will be a food crisis. You can take that from Joe Biden himself. He has said it. A deep food crisis and food shortage all over the world, including the United States. There is going to be a crisis.
I'm not so sure of that because in our system, we have the capacity to ramp up what we need. Higher prices for food? Absolutely. Shortages where people can't get cucumbers and they can't get cereal? I'd have to bet no.
But again, you'll be able to, if you can afford it. I mean, it's not only a fertilizer shortage, which means fewer crops are going to be planted in fewer acres. I know this because I'm a rancher. I raise cattle, and I know what it takes to feed my cattle. I can't get the fertilizer this year that I need. We're wondering what it's going to be like. Also, it takes energy to get all that food. So you might have cucumbers, but how much are those cucumbers going to cost?
It's food prices are going to go up. But the good news is that after the Democrats and Biden get waxed in November, and they will, all right, there's no question, that a United States is going to be come inward and not be as dependent on China, on any foreign nation for our livelihood. We can't do that anymore. So these internationalists who want a one world order and all of that, they're all going to be on the recession. Do you agree?
I do, but I think we're oversimplifying. You know, as the book lays out with 50 page of fine print footnotes, using only their words and original sources, this is farther along than people understand. And we are going to go to, we're going to a bipolar world, from a unipolar power to a bipolar power. It is going to split. Because of that split, it's going to deeply hurt the U.S. dollar. I think we're going to plunge into a crisis. I don't know when, but it is coming.
I don't see it like you do. I'm more optimistic.
I know you are.
We're going to turn to traditional. We're going to get rid of the woke progressives. They're on the run. Okay, one more
thing. I hope you're right.
You know, the best hour of radio, I think, is me and you.
It's my first hour every day. Oh, yeah, that too.
No, well, not you and Dopey Stu that you have with him here. It's you and me on Friday.
I tell you, Bill, I think it is the best hour on radio because nobody ever talks back to you. And for some strange reason, I've always gotten away with it. And I enjoy poking at you.
But don't you understand why I allow you to do that? Don't you understand why I allow Beck to
the poke? Huge ratings that I have on radio?
No. It makes me look better. The more talking you do, the smarter I look. Come on.
I know. I make you look good. I make you look like a human being, which I want your listeners and viewers to know. He is not. I don't even think there's even a brush with human DNA in Bill O'Reilly.
I was made in Peru. The book is The Great Reset, Glenn Beck. Number one on the Wall Street Journal. Number 15 on the New York Times. Yeah. All right, Beck, good to see you, man. We'll talk again on Friday.
God bless you. All right. You got it. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Hollywood update. I told you yesterday both Smith and Rock would benefit. Boom. Chris Rock's tour ticket sales have surged, okay, according to TickPick. All right? So the quote is from TickPick, "We sold more tickets to see Chris Rock overnight than we did in the past month." So now Rock's going on a tour. He had that lineup before this, and the tickets are going wild. So Rock going to make a lot of money. Smith's got a book, but the book was over. But now it's back. It rocketed on Amazon. All right, because of this. That's what America is now. All right, you can capitalize on the terrible thing. Now, what about the slapdown? So the Academy doesn't know what to do. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, they don't know what to do. They just don't. So they say, well, we're going to launch a formal inquiry. Well, what does that mean? You watch the tape, it takes you 3 minutes. What's the formal inquiry? I don't understand. You got other tapes that have a different angle? The guy whacked him. Smith whacked him in the head. What is that? You need Robert Mueller in here? So they don't know what to do. Some people want Smith punished. I don't care. I got to tell you, I don't care. It's over. Shouldn't have happened. But do I want them to hang Will Smith by his thumbs? No. Chris Rock, he's getting paid, as they say. Disney, So now Disney vows to fight the parental rights law signed yesterday in Florida by Governor DeSantis. That is what they have dubbed Don't Say Gay law. We are never going to call it that again. From now on, the law is named Don't Indoctrinate Our Kids law. That's what it is. Don't indoctrinate our kids. So Disney feels that it is appropriate to teach gender fluidity to children ages 5, 6, and 7. But Disney, what they think. Just so you know. Now, why are they doing this? Because they know that people are going to go to their parks no matter what they do. And in order to attract top flight talent in the entertainment industry, they have to be woke. That's why they're doing it. You know, they're going to fight the love. NFL, all right? So Beck mentioned this. And they're going to require every team in the National Football League to have one minority coach on the offense. Why not on the defense? Why not on both? Why just the offense? And then they have to hire more women. So this was announced yesterday. So as you know, the NFL is very woke. I mean, they're very, very PC. Now, I don't care. I want diversity, but I also want diversity on merit. But it's possible that maybe most of the owners in the National Football League are racist. Maybe they hate black people and women. I don't think so. So anyway, NFL, Disney, there you go. This day in history, March 29, 1951, the Rosenbergs, convicted of espionage 71 years ago, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, were convicted of giving Russia, the Soviet Union at the time, nuclear secrets. Julius, 35, Ethel, 37. All right. Now, they were intellectuals. They were in the Communist Party in America. But here's the key. They had a brother. Ethel had a brother, Sergeant David Greenglass, who worked in the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb, the atom bomb. All right? Apparently, Sergeant Greenglass gave Ethel all the secret stuff to make the bomb. And Ethel, with her husband, passed it on to the Soviet Union. That is what the government said. They had a trial. They were convicted. They were both executed on June 19th, 1953. But today, they were convicted of espionage. Interesting story. To this day, there's a lot of people's conspiracy and this and that. What I saw, they did it. Okay. Good mail segment coming up. And a final thought that is going to be important to your health and well-being. So please stick around for that final thought. Be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's get on to the mail. Bill on a message board. Will Smith committed assault and Chris Rock should have filed charges. No. You wouldn't have done it, Bill, if you were Rock. Chris Rock looked good. I mean, the joke was stupid, but as I said, he's benefiting in every way now. He's the victim. Victim in America, benefit. Mary Lou, Denzel Washington is the exception to the Hollywood crowd. He has a belief system concerning our creator that truly defines who he is at this point in his career. What a remarkable man. I agree. I don't think Denzel likes me very much. I ran into him at a Lakers game one time, but I like him. He's a great actor. He really is. Marissa, concierge member. Thank you, Marissa. I'm going to say it. If a white guy had slapped Chris Rock, the conversation would be very different. I said it on the radio. Then it would have been a big racial issue because that's what the press loves. Justin Woke, San Diego, I think it was a publicity stunt. No, no. That would never happen. At that level, no. Jay Guiderman, Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. How does the Guiderman family prepare for the upcoming food shortage? Okay. Now, you'll remember back in March, I said this. Go. Food prices are going to rise in conjunction with oil prices. So already we're seeing it. 21% increase in food, says the United Nations, around the world from year to year. And the United States, more than that. Okay? Dairy prices, for example, have increased 6.5%. And you know why? Because transportation into your local grocery store and restaurant, the costs have almost doubled. So they're going to charge more for what they're delivering. So my advice to you is if you have a big freezer, stock up now. Some people took my advice, but most people didn't. That was 3 weeks ago. Now, I'm not a food shortage kind of guy. I don't think that's going to happen because, as I said, we have the production capability here in America. If there's a shortage of something, we can ramp it up. Okay, now you might not be able to get certain things. So if you want lobster or steak, you know, you're not going to be able to because it's going to be so high, but it's supply and demand. I don't think the Ukraine situation is going to really affect us all that much. It'll affect Europe and the Middle East more. I could be wrong here, but I would, you know, that was 3 weeks ago when I told you guys to stock up. Because I knew the prices were going to come up. But I don't think you're going to see shortages of individual product. But if I get an inkling that's happening, I will report it right away. All right? But I don't want to create panic here. Steve Holder, Kettering, Ohio. It's not too hard to believe that aliens could be on Earth in some manner. A civilization 100,000 years ahead of us could easily outpace our technology and go undetected. Well, if they were here, we'd see them in a restaurant, though, I believe, Stephen, right? I mean, you see them at the game. And what do they do? What do aliens do? Now, I'm mocking, but the head of the astronomy department at Harvard, that's what Stephen's talking about. We did the story yesterday. He goes, hey, you know, buzzing around. All right. I want the first interview. Patricia Yashenko, Pittsburgh. Bill, if you're watching your Nospin News tonight, I looked up Sebastian Maniscalco on the net. I watched a five-minute skit of his and laughed till I cried. You're so right. We do need a good laugh. Absolutely. You want a good laugh? Sebastian delivers. Boom. Bonnie Gibson, Hamilton, New Jersey. Just received my new mug in the mail. I love the white outside and the blue inside. The mug is classy, just like you, O'Reilly. Well, thank you, Bonnie. I love being compared to a mug. There they are, Mother's and Father's Day. Get them now before we get them sold out. Remember, they got sold out for Christmas. Part of the reason is Trump took, 15 of them off me? I gave it to him, baby. But they are the best mugs. So Mother's and Father's Day coming up. Get those mugs on BillO'Reilly.com in the store. All right, on Thursday, only 2 days away, I'm going to see everybody in Waukegan, Illinois at the Genesee Theater. Ticketmaster has it. And it's a small theater. It's going to have a lot of fun there. Show starts at 7 Central Time. I will be there. And let's see. Killing the Killers. All right. Yeah. May 3rd. And there it is. That book is going to be red hot and take you right up to Afghanistan and Biden's withdrawal, right up there. That's how current we are in this book. So order it from us. You get a free sticker about the 2020 election. Regret your vote yet? Ooh. Word of the day, do not be fatuous. F-A-T-U-O-U-S, fatuous. When writing to BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Right back with a final thought that will help your life.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, here is the final thought of the day. So I went to my doctor last week. Remember, I told you the three things you must have in this life, in America, are a doctor you trust, a lawyer you trust, and a financial planner you trust. If you don't have them, research, get them. So my doctor, looking out for me, wants to keep me on the planet as long as possible. About a year ago, I had high blood sugar. That leads to diabetes. And sugar leads to inflammation inside your body. It affects everything. It's like tobacco. But in the sugar industry, which is everything in our food industry, you'll never hear that. Never hear how bad sugar is, but it's bad. Okay? So I had really high elevated blood sugar. So I said, okay, no more sugar. I knocked it out. Didn't take a pill. Don't like pills. Didn't take them. Just got a reasonable diet. Sourdough bread instead of white and rye and wheat. Sourdough bread doesn't have that sugar content. Okay? No sugar drinks. All right, I got the drinks that have very, very little sugar. Water, iced teas with not a lot of sugar. There's a million of them. I don't like the artificial stuff, sweeteners, so I just get the ones with very low sugar content. And then I watched it. But if you watch the sugar, the candy and the cookies, the snacks, and the bread, it's going to come down. So the guy who is the gold standard here for good eating is Tom Brady, all right, the football quarterback, who at 45 years old is going to be the starting quarterback for Tampa Bay next season. So here, I know Brady a little bit. He's a good guy, okay? But he's a fanatic. So I can't do what he does, but I want to tell you what he does because it's interesting. So 80% of Brady's diet is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts. I eat cashew nuts. Cashew nuts cut your hunger. If you're hungry about, you know, like this, pop a few. And cashew nuts are tasty to me anyway. Seeds and legumes. 20% protein, chicken. Brady does eat steak, red meat, seafood. Okay? He disciplines his portions. So when you feel you're full, that's it. So when I was a kid, it was like, you're going to clean your plate because there are kids in Korea that don't have any food. My reply to my father was, well, we'll put a stamp on this terrible potato and send it over to him. And that was like 3 days in the basement. But anyway, 75% full stop. Brady doesn't eat within 3 hours of him going to sleep. And that's smart. So I've kind of brought my dinner thing down. Six, around, I don't eat after seven. Because it just lays there. All right? So Brady, in breakfast, he gets avocado and eggs. Avocado's okay. I'm not a big crazy avocado guy. It's all right. Eggs, a couple of times a week for me. Lunch, salad with nuts and fish. All right. I like fish. I like it grilled. And dinner, vegetables and plain chicken. I don't know if I can do that. I got to have a little more tasty stuff. I can eat chicken once in a while. And then Brady snacks on guacamole and mixed nuts. Again, I eat the cashews. He drinks 12 to 25 glasses of water a day. You don't have to do that because Brady's working out like a madman. But water does cut your hunger as well as cashew nuts. So, you know, you drink a little water. You don't take it to church like these morons do. Again, last week at Mass, I'm sitting there, I got a big jug of water. I whispered to him, do you think the priest is going to change it into wine? Little wise guy, even at Mass, okay? But what do you do? You bring in water? You, for 45 minutes, you can't go without it? Boy. Brady, no white sugar? Nope, no white flour, okay? So Brady's 45. And I'm a little older than him. And he throws a football. I threw a football really well, I have to say. I could get that ball out there 60 yards in my prime with some zip on it. But what I'm trying to do for you is if you do consume the sugar as you get older, it will hurt you. Okay? Just cut it down. You'll see the weight just melt off. I mean, you don't have to be running 8 miles or on a treadmill. If you just get your diet down. I have to take the Terror Dog out 3-4 times a day, so I get that thing, that walk. But it's all reasonable, reasonable, reasonable. Now, I was at Maniscalco. On Saturday, I had 2 cookies, and they were really good. So you can, once or twice a week, you know, do a little ice cream, a little cookie. It's life. All right? So you don't have to be a Spartan like Brady. Brady never gets out of it. He's always doing like this. But he loves it. I mean, he's convinced himself that that's a lifestyle he wants forever. And the guy is as healthy as you can get. At least now he is. That's not going to help you against COVID. But the point here is this, that nobody's going to tell you that sugar is terrible for you. Next time you go into the deli or a grocery store, pick up one of those drinks. One of those Starbucks drinks, one of those iced tea, Snapple drinks, or whatever. And look how many grams of sugar. It's shocking. It's shocking. And your teeth. You know how painful it is to have gum work and teeth work? Well, what do you think's eroding your teeth and gums? Sugar. That's what? I mean, it's just like, even the urchins, I tell them, what are you eating that Twizzler for? What is that? You know, I almost try to embarrass them. Now they're getting a little bit older, so they don't. But when they were kids, I want the Twizzler. I said, why don't you just take a rock and bang it on your head? It's the same damage you're doing. I know, not a benevolent dad, right? Okay, summing up, I want you to be healthy. I do. You're my audience, all right? I want you to be healthy. When you're healthy, you're much happier because you're not in pain and you can do more things. Particularly when you get older, you want to enjoy life, you want to travel, you want to go here, you've got grandkids or you've got kids or you're going to spend some time with them. If you're loaded down with inflammation, sugar-generated inflammation, you're not going to be able to do it. So let's get motivated out there. This is the longest final thought I've ever done, but I think it's the most important. I really believe that you could. I did. It wasn't that hard. It wasn't that hard. There's so many things that you can bring in that aren't going to hurt you. You got to get used to them a little bit, all right? A little bit, but not a lot. You just trial and error it. And then once in a while, you want the cupcake or whatever, take it, good. But if most of the time, you're disciplined. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.